Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg, a high of 26, Pretoria 28, eMalahleni 24. We start with an update on load shedding, and Eskom has announced that Stage 3 load shedding will be suspended at this hour. To international relations, and former Deputy President Phumzile Mhlambo-Ngcuka has called for increased collaboration between South Africa and other nations to build a better world. Speaking on global challenges at an event of the Thabo Mbeki Foundation, Mhlambo-Ngcuka emphasized the importance of unity, particularly as the US becomes more unpredictable. She stressed the need for countries to work together in addressing global issues and fostering a stable future.
We are under siege, but the world is much larger than just one country. We must not escalate the tensions ourselves. We have to strengthen our relationships with other countries. In Africa first, we have to with Europe, with Asia, and we have to strengthen our relationship with China.
Meanwhile, leading European nations have expressed their support for an Arab-backed plan for the reconstruction of Gaza that would avoid displacing Palestinians. France, Germany, Italy and Britain have all welcomed the plan and call for Gaza to be rebuilt over 5 years and temporarily governed by a committee of independent experts with international peacekeepers deployed to the territory. The plan is an alternative to US President Donald Trump's idea for the US to take over the territory and resettle its population. Back to South Africa, and the Joburg Crisis Alliance says it's committed to restoring Johannesburg to its former glory. The lobby group's Nishan Balton emphasized that it's time for accountability to ensure Joburg functions properly once again.
The key ingredients is leadership, is competent people, and is effective usage of resources, both financial and human, to address the critical issues. It's about getting the citizens of the city involved so that people take ownership of the city. Then I think this thing can be turned around.
On Friday, President Cyril Ramaphosa expressed disappointment over the city's decline, citing governance failures. Ramaphosa also announced plans to establish a presidential working group to ensure a complete overhaul ahead of the G20 summit. The South African Police Union has raised concern over the shortage of detectives, leading to a high number of unresolved cases. Police Minister Senzo Mqunu has confirmed that South Africa faces a severe detective crisis with 1.9 million outstanding case dockets. SAPU spokesperson Lesiba Tabukhale says the backlog is also attributed to overwhelming caseloads and salary disparities.
The detective services on its own is not able to retain detectives, and also the lack of allowance for detectives. They go for the specialized courses, which they should be remunerated, and also their humanitarian grounds are not taken into consideration when they apply for the transfers.
And in Six Nations action, France moved into pole position yesterday, withstanding an early injury to captain Antoine Dupont, to thrash Ireland 42-27 in Dublin. The bonus point victory moves France 2 points ahead of Ireland and 6 clear of England, meaning any kind of win over Scotland next week will almost certainly secure them the title. I'm Martine van der Walt-Elers. Hoofnuus: Eskom het aangekondig dat fase 3 beerdkrag om hierdie uur opgeskort word.
Yay! Dis goeie nuus.
Yes.
Hey, dankie Martine. And happy International Women's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are an international woman, aren't you?
Yes, there, that's exactly,
you go.
What I am.
More news coming up at 11 o'clock, and welcome to my new show. Yeah, this Die Oge Siggy met 'n nuwe show. Welcome to Jacka Braai. I've come back to South Africa from London, where I spent an unbelievably expensive week. Okay, you want me to tell you how much a beer costs? Nah, I don't want to freak you out. Ah, but it was lekker om in London te wees. Die weer was okay. But wowie, the rand at 23 to the pound. Hi, yay, yay! I'm going to have to try and get a werkie over there. The only problem is, I don't want to live there, do you? It's like, nay, maybe. I can't be doing that. But I met some wonderful people over there. Seriously, South Africa.